I've been seeing Blue Tansy everywhere in skincare lately, but I actually discovered it through one of my favorite clean brands, Primally Pure. I didn't believe in natural deodorant until I tried their best-selling Blue Tansy deodorant. This one is actually clean, and it actually works. Blue Tansy is this really calming antioxidant that helps soothe irritation and inflammation, especially if your skin tends to react easily in areas like underarms. And what I love is that the same ingredient runs through their entire soothing collection, from facial mists when you need a little pick-me-up to their soothing spirulina face mask, packed with raw honey, kaolin clay, and wild-crafted botanicals. I've honestly never experienced anything like it. So if your skin has been feeling a little overwhelmed lately, return to calm with Primally Pure. Their Blue Tansy line is a beautiful place to start. Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Hey parents, we all know summer break is for fun, but it's also a time when kids can start losing some of the progress they made during the school year. We want them to stay engaged and keep those young minds active. Between camps, vacations, and family time, it can be tough to keep a learning routine going. That's why I want to tell you about IXL. IXL is an award-winning online learning platform that helps kids truly understand what they're learning. Whether they're building math confidence, strengthening reading and writing skills, or reviewing science concepts, from pre-K through 12th grade, IXL offers personalized interactive learning that adapts to each child's level and pace. It's an easy way to keep learning going through the summer and helps kids feel confident heading into the next school year. Studies show kids who use IXL score higher on tests, proven in all 50 states. And get this, IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. That's a huge endorsement. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Yes, that line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town.
McMonagle here with you on this Football Friday. We made it. It's Friday. Friday is here. The weekend is here. Football is here. I am here. I'm not sure which one's better. Probably the weekend in football, but I'm not half bad. 888-808-1019. We're taking your calls till 5 o'clock and the warm-up show. We got Fleegs on the other side, and we're going to start our Football Friday morning with Thursday night. We'll get to the Giants here in a second, but like, a couple things about, I mean, that was this Bills team. And I know they're not a New York team. And apparently we got a call to the control room about all we do is talk New York sports. Newsflash! But that Houston defense last night was absolutely ferocious. 8 sacks. They turn him over twice, Josh Allen. And I just can't help as we get ready for a Football Friday and we get ready to see Jackson Dart again, hopefully. Hopefully he's cleared. Hopefully he's healthy. We're going to do a lot on that this morning. We're going to see Tyrod Taylor for the Jets. This Bills team and really the AFC, because I can't help but think about it, but this, like, that Texans defense last night and what the Bills have been here. Like, and you look at now Kansas City, for example, who's 5-5. And those two teams, along with the Ravens, who, yeah, they're 5-5 as well, and it feels like they're surging to the top of their division, and they'd probably be better if Lamar Jackson didn't miss all that time, and he practiced fully on Thursday, and we expect him now to play against the New York Jets. But this Bills team that started off with that win against the Ravens in a, you know, that 41-40 kind of classic open to the season, and started the year 4-0 against lousy teams, the Jets, the Dolphins, the Saints, they have been so up and down. They give you wins like against Kansas City at 28-21. They give you wins like against the Buccaneers where they're down late and somehow still win the game by 12 points. And then they give you no-shows like against the Dolphins and against last night against the Texans where, I mean, they were just completely overrun by what is becoming one of the more dominant defenses in the NFL, if not the dominant defense in the NFL. And there's a handful of really good defenses in the NFL right now. You look at what the Texans have been able to do, 8 sacks last night, 2 turnovers against this Buffalo team, again, who's coming off a really good win against the Bucs. You look at what Seattle's defense has been able to do. I mean, they play a Rams team last week that's been as good offensively and have the MVP of the league, a quarterback in Stafford. They throw 4 interceptions, and they're still right there to kick a 64-yard field goal to try and win a game against the Rams because that defense has been incredible. You look at how good the Browns' defense is at home in their building. Like, you look at the Patriots defense and what they've done against the run. There are a lot of good defenses in the NFL this year. And the Texans right now, who are in that division with everybody's, you know, favorite team, the Colts, they're going to make a case again to go to beat the Buffalo Bills and dominate them in that manner. And have Davis Mills be the quarterback. No Stroud. Davis Mills to go beat the Buffalo Bills 23-19. And you thought for a second when they pull off the hook and ladder and get that 4th and 27 that you thought maybe they would end up blowing the game, but they don't. They get 8 sacks. Anderson with 2.5. Hunter has 2 sacks. That defense has completely taken that next step to dominant. Davis Mills, who isn't good in this game, I mean, he does throw 2 touchdown passes, but 16 to 30 for 153 yards. But you look at it right now, the class, the typical class of the AFC has been the Bills, the Chiefs, the Ravens. Right now, the Bills can't put back-to-back good performances together. You know, Josh Allen is having the most up-and-down season he's had since before Brian Daboll. They're 7-4 in a division where they're being outclassed by the Patriots. The Kansas City Chiefs are 5-5 at home this week against the Colts as a 3.5-point favorite. But, I mean, they've really struggled. They've lost, I think they're 0-6 and 0-5 rather in 1-score games. This is the team that consistently wins close games, gets the whistle, Patrick Mahomes with the ball in his hand in the last few minutes of a game. And, I mean, that's what the Chiefs are, and they've been terrible at it. Now, can I imagine them being under 500 this late in the year against, you know, and lose and go 5-6 at this point? Are we talking about an AFC that doesn't have both the Bills and Chiefs in the postseason? Because it feels like one of those two teams could miss the playoffs. And it's amazing that the Patriots have already, after what, like, let's be honest, maybe 2 years, 1.5 years of being a lousy football team, have suddenly thrust themselves into the clear class of this division. And right now you'd have to think, I mean, they've got a big lead in this division against the Bills. And they're probably going to win this division. I still think the Ravens are probably going to find a way to win that division, but and the Chiefs last week losing that game against the Broncos, that's a game the Chiefs haven't lost since Patrick Mahomes got there. And you got the Colts playing the way they're playing, and this is going to be a big week and a big game. You've got against Kansas City, you've got The Buffalo Bills, up and down, tops and turvy. Hideous losses against Davis Mills and the Houston Texans last night. A hideous loss, a no-show loss against an absolutely, up until that game, falling apart Miami Dolphins team, where everybody expected the coach fired. They've already fired their GM. A game that a brutal, disgusting no-show loss against the Falcons, and the Falcons haven't played a comp, you know, haven't won a game since practically, or just have been god awful. And they've fallen apart, and they're one of the worst head coach teams in the league. So you've got a Bills team that is completely up and down, a Kansas City team that doesn't win close games anymore, and a Ravens team that's dealing with the injury of their quarterback, while probably still going to surge and win that division, don't feel like the force anymore. And this AFC is completely up for grabs. The NFC has kind of been that way. We know the Eagles are the class. The Lions are good. The Rams, as long as Stafford is healthy, you know how good they're going to be. But this AFC is completely turned around. And watching that game last night, it was just never more obvious that this Bills team is just not it. You've got the coach making head-scratching decisions to kick a field goal, you know, with 5 minutes left, where they would still need a touchdown anyway. I understand it was 4th and 10. Go ask your star MVP quarterback to go make a play.
If you've ever tried putting sunscreen on kids, you know it can turn into a full negotiation or a meltdown. It used to be a bit of a battle for us until I found Primally Pure Sunstick. It's super quick, no mess, no rubbing anything in forever. You just swipe it on and you're done. It's mineral-based with non-nano zinc and really simple ingredients, which I feel good about using on my kids. It's just clean, easy coverage that doesn't slow us down. So if you've ever stood there reading the back of a sunscreen bottle, shop Primally Pure's SPF collection for simple, non-toxic ingredients you can trust.
This is going to be a very fascinating AFC down the stretch the rest of the way here. And we'll see if the teams that have surprised us are going to be the class. Are the Colts? Are the Patriots? Is this the class of the AFC? Is this a year where we're not going to see Kansas City? Because let's be honest, the Chiefs, you look at their underlying numbers. And offensively, I watched the Chiefs for the most part, and despite making critical mistakes, and despite me not being able to win these close games like they always normally do, like, you look at the offense, they look better than the team that was, what, 14-15-1 last year? At times, they looked better than that team last year who went to the Super Bowl. And yet, they're 5-5, and it feels like they're a bad performance against the Colts for possibly being on the outside looking in. So it is a up and down, topsy-turvy AFC where, I mean, you are looking at teams like the Patriots and the Colts as the class, and heading in with Daniel Jones as the Colts quarterback, which was really, you know, sort of a last-minute decision as he beats out Richardson. Like, a Colts team that was awful down the stretch of last year, starting Daniel Jones. A Denver Broncos team that, yes, made the playoffs last year, and I haven't mentioned them just yet, and we're talking about the win they had against the Chiefs. The Denver Broncos last year, who, yes, were a playoff team, but relied heavily on their defense. They still do. You're not sure about this young quarterback. You're still not. But they find ways to win with Sean Payton and Bo Nix. A Patriots team that you knew would be much improved. You knew Vrabel would come in and change the culture a little bit. But this is the new class of the AFC this year. And we'll see if that changes down the stretch and we end up having the same type of, you know, Kansas City versus Bills or Kansas City versus Baltimore or Baltimore versus Buffalo. Like, will we still have those same games we expect year in and year out? Or is this going to be a different looking AFC playoff picture? And on this Football Friday, then we turn our attention to the New York Giants. And I know I did a lot on it yesterday, but another good day of a full practice for the quarterback. And it feels like, although he hasn't been announced yet, it feels like we are going to have a reason to watch a game on Sunday against the Lions, as Jackson Dart will hopefully most likely play. And that's exactly what the Giants should do. We talked about it yesterday. I still can't believe how many people that hit me up after the show all day yesterday. You're lost if you think if he's cleared that he shouldn't play. against the Lions team. This is critical. I reflect and turn back to 2004 all the time. And Eli's first year. And think about that stretch of games that he played. Now, he ended up being the Iron Man and never missed a game and everything, so it's not necessarily the injury, but the idea of every one of those games mattered. And ultimately, leading down the stretch of that season, they win that Dallas game heading in, and that set them up for next year. This team, despite being a dumpster fire right now, and I get it. I get the record. I get all of the nonsense circling and swirling around this team with a coach who most likely, and I still want to see what Kafka can do. And that's going to be a talking point for me today into this game on Sunday and probably in my show on Saturday. Like, I'm still interested to see if Kafka can handle this situation because it's a tough one. They're going into Detroit coming off a tough loss against the Eagles. You know what they do when we get to the pick segment. We'll go over, you know, what they do against bad teams in their building as, you know, heavy favorites. Like, this is a bad spot for the New York Giants. Just traditionally, in Dan Campbell's era of the Detroit Lions, awful loss at home as a more than field goal favorite. It's dominance. And that's where the Giants find themselves. They're heading in to go play a very good Detroit Lions team as a two-digit underdog. As they're coming off an ugly loss against Philadelphia, where the offense, now that has been the play calling taken over by the head coach, looked kind of inept and lost and disjointed. They're going to try and find themselves against this Giants team and a defense who can't stop the run, a defense whose young rookie has been under the spotlight, the red spotlight, whatever you want to call it, as he's missing walkthroughs and being punished and going WWE and forget about Scadaboo for a second, but that whole situation with Abdul Carter, a defense that can't stop the run, one of the worst defenses in the league. You know, Shane Bowen, the defensive coordinator, everybody wants fired. Every other word out of every other Giant fan's mouth is, when are they going to fire this disgrace of a defensive coordinator? You're going to have Jackson Dart playing his first game without his compadre, without his best friend, without the man who would run into a blue tent for him. And Brian Daboll, despite having the same play caller in Kafka. This is still a spot for me as we are debating who's going to be the next head coach of the New York Giants, where, yeah, as crazy as I am, I think Kafka has an opportunity to go out there and impress us all. Because this would be one hell of a game to go out there and keep competitive and, dare I say, win the game, which nobody expects. But if they're going to do it, and if it's worth watching, it's Jackson Dart. And this game doesn't mean anything, right? Even if they win it, right? I could tell you Kafka, he's probably gone anyway. And we know it means nothing for the standings, and it probably ends up hurting them in the draft and all that nonsense that I like to talk about sometimes. But this is about building with this quarterback, and that's why it's so important that he plays if he's healthy. Because games like this, on the road against quality opponents, this is what builds towards next year. Without him, it's meaningless. Jameis Winston going into Detroit and playing a good game and putting up 25 to 30 points and keeping it close and losing by a last-second field goal does nothing for me. It does nothing for them. It does nothing for us as fans. It does nothing. But if Jackson Dart goes and has that game, if Jackson Dart goes toe-to-toe with this Lions defense, if Jackson Dart puts up points without any weapons, without his guy Scadaboo, without neighbors, with a defense who can't stop the run, if he goes toe-to-toe on the road in a building where this offense traditionally puts up massive points, they have big wins. Again, 8-0 in the last eight tries against teams they are more than 3-point over favorites against at home off a loss. This is what Dan Campbell lives for. This is where you get your kneecaps bit in these games like this. And it's important, like it was important to see Eli Manning do it. It's important to see him go on the road and see how he performs in these spots. It's important down the stretch of this season to see Jackson Dart, and he shouldn't be sitting, and he shouldn't be in bubble wrap, and they should run him if that's a game-winning play. If they're at the goal line and their best option to get into the end zone is to run Jackson Dart, then that's exactly what they should do. That's exactly what they should do. If he's cleared and he's healthy, that's exactly what they should do. And I mean, it's not some sort of malfeasance. It's not some sort of reckless behavior. It's not the Giants being the Giants. Because let's be honest, look around. Like, let's just take you might call it a completely different situation. It's not. Joe Burrow is rushing back to play for the 3-win Cincinnati Bengals. They have 3 wins. Their season is dead. What are they going to do? He's their future. He's their franchise. He's everything. He's everything. That is a significant foot injury he's dealing with. Nobody expected him back before Thanksgiving. Nobody. He wasn't due back until mid-December, a lot of reports, when he first got hurt. And they are rushing him back. He's feeling good. Doctors might clear him. If so, guess who's playing? Why? Because you play your quarterback. This is not new to the New York Giants. This is not some sort of malpractice. This isn't the Giants doing something they shouldn't be doing. This isn't some dangerous behavior. This is the NFL. If your quarterback is healthy, you play him. If he's your guy and he's your future, you play him. If he's healthy and the doctors clear him, you play him. Otherwise, why didn't they just put him on IR and forget it for the rest of the year? That's not what Cincinnati's doing with Joe Burrow, and they're playing down the stretch of a 3-win season. And if he's healthy, they'll play him in a game without Ja'Marr Chase. This is what you do. This is who they are. This is who they're trying to be. This is who they're trying to show they can be next season, when there should be, as much as it's a dumpster fire right now, if they get the right head coach in here, you're talking about a team that has Jackson Dart, that has Cam Scataboo, that has Malik Nabers, that has an offensive line that's gelling and playing much better, that does have Abdul Carter, who we do expect, despite his concerns right now, and despite his immaturity, and despite his lack of sacks, and despite not being worthy of being the third overall pick, an extremely talented kid who's still winning and beating the man in front of him more times than he's losing, and someone who should be an impact player next year, at least you're hoping. You do have Burns, who's right there at the top of the league in sacks. You do have an opportunity to have a winning team next year with a cheap, inexpensive rookie quarterback. What every team strives for, what every team wants, the dream of every losing franchise in the NFL is to be in the position the Giants are in. And it's not jeopardizing it by playing him. It's figuring it out. It's making sure that that's the case. It's building him so that next year you get off to a good start. You start next year knowing what you have in Jackson Dart. You start off next year where nothing is going to surprise him because he's already went to Detroit and played the best. He's already went to New England and played a 9-win team, a possible 10-win team. These games are important. He needs to play. Because as I open the show with a little bit here, the AFC is completely up for grabs. Maybe that's the NFC next year. And maybe Jackson Dart and this Giants team is part of that. Because if you could look at the Colts and you could look at the Patriots and tell me those two teams are now the class of the AFC, and it's not the Kansas City Chiefs, and it's not the Buffalo Bills, who can't put good weeks together, or the Kansas City Chiefs, who can't win close games anymore, or the Baltimore Ravens. If it's not them, and it's teams that last year were losers, giving up against the Giants at MetLife Stadium, the possibilities are endless. And the future is bright for this Giant team next year. But it does still take growth. It does still take Jackson Dart going and figuring it out and playing more games, getting more reps and getting more snaps and seeing more quality teams and being put in tough positions and being asked to do things. That's what needs to happen. And hopefully he's cleared. Hopefully he's ready to go against the Lions. And hopefully as Giant fans, we get to turn on the television and watch our future star quarterback go out there and take on a very difficult task. And let's see how he responds. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. So a little bit of just NFL in general on this Football Friday. A little bit of Jackson Dart and the New York Giants and the importance of him getting out there. We'll get to all the stuff Brian Cashman had to say, including mispronouncing memes. And him doing his annual sleeping outside. In a couple weeks, he'll be climbing down a building dressed as an elf. But no one cares about that. It's how are you going to improve this Yankee team? So we'll get to all the different angles on that. Obviously, hot stove baseball, the Mets, the Yankees, the Islanders cap off a very successful road trip. The Rangers lose their third consecutive game. The Knicks get ready for Orlando over the weekend, all on the table.